2 Kings 1 through 2. Now Moab broke with Israel after the death of Ahab, and Ahaziah fell through the window lattice in his upper chamber, which was in Samaria, and became ill. So he sent messengers and said to them, "Go, inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, whether I will recover from this sickness." But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, "Arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say to them, 'Is it because there is no god in Israel that you are going to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron?' Now therefore, this is what the Lord says, 'You will not get down from the bed upon which you have lain, but you shall certainly die.'" Then Elijah departed. When the messengers returned to Ahaziah, he said to them, "Why have you returned?" They said to him, "A man came up to meet us, and said to us, 'Go, return to the king who sent you, and say to him, This is what the Lord says, Is it because there is no god in Israel that you are sending messengers to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Therefore, you will not get down from the bed upon which you have lain, but you shall certainly die.' Then he said to them, 'What did the man look like, who came up to meet you and spoke these words to you?' And they said to him, 'He was a hairy man with a leather belt worn around his waist.' And he said, 'It is Elijah, the Tishbite.' Then the king sent to him a captain of 50 with his 50 men, and he went up with him, and behold, he was sitting on the top of the hill, and he said to him, 'You man of God, the king says, come down.' But Elijah replied to the captain of 50, 'If I am a man of God, may fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50. Then fire came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50 men. So the king again sent to him another captain of 50 with his 50 men. And he said to him, 'You man of God, this is what the king says, come down quickly.' But Elijah replied to them, 'If I am a man of God, may fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50. Then the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50 men. So the king again sent the captain of a third 50 with his 50 men. When the third captain of 50 went up, he came and bowed down on his knees before Elijah, and begged him, and said to him, 'You man of God, please let my life and the lives of these 50 servants of yours be precious in your sight. Behold, fire came down from heaven and consumed the first two captains of 50 with their 50s. But now let my life be precious in your sight.' And the angel of the Lord said to Elijah, 'Go down with him. Do not be afraid of him.' So he got up and went down with him to the king. Then he said to him, 'This is what the Lord says. Since you have sent messengers to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, is it because there is no god in Israel to inquire of his word? Therefore, you will not get down from the bed upon which you have lain, but you shall certainly die.' So Ahaziah died in accordance with the word of the Lord which Elijah had spoken. And since he had no son, Jehoram became king in his place in the second year of Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. Now, as for the rest of the acts of Ahaziah, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Now it came about, when the Lord was about to bring Elijah up by a whirlwind to heaven, that Elijah left Gilgal with Elisha. And Elijah said to Elisha, 'Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel.' But Elisha said, 'As surely as the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you.' So they went down to Bethel. Then the sons of the prophets who were at Bethel went out to Elisha and said to him, 'Are you aware that the Lord will take your master from over you today?' And he said, 'Yes, I am aware. Say nothing about it.' Then Elijah said to him, 'Elisha, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho.' But he said, "As surely as the Lord lives, and as yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. Then the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho approached Elisha, and said to him, "Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today?" And he answered, "Yes, I know. Say nothing about it." And Elijah said to him, "Please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As surely as the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. Now 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood opposite them at a distance, while the two of them stood by the Jordan. And Elijah took his coat, folded it, and struck the waters, and they were divided here and there, so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask me what I should do for you before I am taken from you." And Elisha said, "Please, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me." He said, "You have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so." And as they were walking along and talking, behold, a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire, and they separated the two of them. Then Elijah went up by a whirlwind to heaven, and Elisha was watching it, and he was crying out, "My father, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen." And he did not see Elijah again. Then he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. He also took up the coat of Elijah that had fallen from him, and he went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the coat of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the waters, and said, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" And when he also had struck the waters, they were divided here and there, and Elisha crossed over. Now when the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho opposite him saw him, they said, "The spirit of Elijah has settled on Elisha." And they came to meet him and bowed down to the ground before him. Then they said to him, "Behold now, there are with your servants 50 strong men. Please, let them go and search for your master, in case the spirit of the Lord has taken him up and cast him on some mountain or into some valley." But he said, "You shall not send anyone." Yet when they urged him until he was ashamed to refuse, he said, "Send them." So they sent 50 men, and they searched for 3 days, but did not find him. They returned to him while he was staying in Jericho, and he said to them, "Did I not say to you, do not go?" Then the men of the city said to Elisha, "Behold now, the sight of the city is pleasant, as my lord sees, but the water is bad, and the land is unfruitful." And he said, "Bring me a new jar, and put salt in it." So they brought it to him. Then he went out to the spring of water, and threw salt in it, and said, "This is what the Lord says, I have purified these waters. There shall not come from there death or unfruitfulness any longer." So the waters have been purified to this day, in accordance with the word of Elisha, which he spoke. Now he went up from there to Bethel, and as he was going up by the road, some young boys came out from the city and ridiculed him, and said to him, "Go up, you bald head. Go up, you bald head." When he looked behind him and saw them, he cursed them in the name of the Lord. Then 2 female bears came out of the woods and tore up 42 of the boys. He then went on from there to Mount Carmel, and from there he returned to Samaria. John 11. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was the Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment, and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. So the sisters sent word to him, saying, "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick." But when Jesus heard this, he said, The sickness is not meant for death, but it is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it. Now Jesus loved Martha, and her sister, and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he then stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then, after this, he said to his disciples, "Let's go to Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you, and yet you are going there again?" Jesus replied, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks during the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks during the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." This he said, and after this he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going so that I may awaken him from sleep." The disciples then said to him, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will come out of it." Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought he was speaking about actual sleep. So Jesus then said to them plainly, "Lazarus died, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, so that you may believe. But let's go to him." Therefore Thomas, who was called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let's also go, so that we may die with him." So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 15 stadia away. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. So then Martha, when she heard that Jesus was coming, went to meet him, but Mary stayed in the house. Martha then said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise from the dead." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, and he who comes into the world." When she had said this, she left and called Mary, her sister, saying secretly, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard this, she got up quickly and came to him. Now, Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still at the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house were consoling her. When she saw that Mary had gotten up and quickly left, they followed her, thinking that she was going to the tomb to weep there. So when Mary came to the place where Jesus was, she saw him and fell at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit, and was troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. So the Jews were saying, "See how he loved him?" But some of them said, "Could this man who opened the eyes of the man who was blind not also kept this man from dying?" So Jesus, again, being deeply moved within, came to the tomb. Now it was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Remove the stone." Martha, the sister of the deceased, said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be a stench, for he has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they removed the stone, and Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me, but I knew that you always hear me. Nevertheless, because of the people standing around, I said it, so that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." Out came the man who had died, bound hand and foot with wrappings, and his face wrapped around with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him, and let him go." Therefore, many of the Jews who came to Mary and saw what he had done believed in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them the things which Jesus had done. Therefore, the chief priests and the Pharisees convened a council meeting, and they were saying, "What are we doing in regard to the fact that this man is performing many signs? If we let him go on like this, all the people will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take over both our place and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all, nor are you taking into account that it is in your best interest that one man die for the people, and that the whole nation not perish instead." Now he did not say this on his own, but as he was high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation. And not for the nation only, but in order that he might also gather together into one the children of God who are scattered abroad. So from that day on, they planned together to kill him. Therefore, Jesus no longer continued to walk publicly among the Jews, but went away from there to the region near the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim, and there he stayed with the disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up to Jerusalem from the country prior to the Passover, in order to purify themselves. So they were looking for Jesus, and saying to one another as they stood in the temple area, "What do you think, that he will not come to the feast at all?" Now the chief priests and the Pharisees had given orders that if anyone knew where he was to report it, so that they might arrest him. Revelation 12. A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. And she was pregnant, and she cried out, being in labor and in pain to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his heads were 7 crowns. And his tail swept away a third of the stars of heaven, and hurled them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she gave birth, he might devour her child. And she gave birth to a son, a male, who is going to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God, and to his throne. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared by God, so that there she would be nourished for 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon. The dragon and his angels waged war, and they did not prevail, and there was no longer a place found for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, "Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brothers and sisters has been thrown down, the one who accuses them before our God day and night. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb, and because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life, even when faced with death. For this reason, rejoice, you heavens and you who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and to the sea, because the devil has come down to you with great wrath, knowing that he has only a short time." And when the dragon saw that he was thrown down to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. But the 2 wings of the great eagle were given to the woman, so that she could fly into the wilderness to her place, where she was nourished for a time, times and half a time, away from the presence of the serpent. And the serpent hurled water like a river out of his mouth after the woman, so that he might cause her to be swept away with the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and drank up the river which the dragon had hurled out of his mouth. So the dragon was enraged with the woman, and went off to make war with the rest of her children, who keep the commandments of God, and hold to the testimony of Jesus. Proverbs 28:10-18. One who leads the upright astray in an evil way will himself fall into his own pit, but the blameless will inherit good. The rich person is wise in his own eyes, but the poor who has understanding sees through him. When the righteous triumph, there is great glory, but when the wicked rise, people hide themselves. One who conceals his wrongdoings will not prosper, but one who confesses and abandons them will find compassion. How blessed is the person who fears always, but one who hardens his heart will fall into disaster. Like a roaring lion and a rushing bear is a wicked ruler over a poor people. A leader who is a great oppressor lacks understanding, but a person who hates unjust gain will prolong his days. A person who is burdened with the guilt of human blood will be a fugitive until death. No one is to support him. One who walks blamelessly will receive help, but one who is crooked will fall all at once. Psalm 140. Rescue me, Lord, from evil people. Protect me from violent men, who devise evil things in their hearts. They continually stir up wars. They sharpen their tongues like a snake. The venom of a viper is under their lips. Keep me, Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Protect me from violent men, who intend to trip up my feet. The proud have hidden a trap for me, and snares. They have spread a net at the wayside. They have set snares for me. I said to the Lord, "You are my God." Listen, Lord, to the sound of my pleadings. God the Lord, the strength of my salvation, you have covered my head on the day of battle. Do not grant, my Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not bring about his evil planning, so that they are not exalted. As for the head of those who surround me, may the harm of their lips cover them. May burning coals fall upon them. May they be cast into the fire, into bottomless pits from which they cannot rise. May a slanderer not endure on the earth. May evil hunt a violent person violently. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted, and justice for the poor. Certainly the righteous will give thanks to your name. The upright will dwell in your presence.